I mean, everybody knows you began in 1950 with the Dodgers, but you were telling us yesterday that your career began in Washington, D.C., at our sister station of our flagship stations, WTOP.
Yes, I went down, Charlie, in 1949. I was a summer replacement announcer, so as each announcer went on vacation, I assumed all of his duties. And, of course, the voice of the Washington Senators was Arch McDonald. And Arch would do a night game, and maybe I was on duty that night, and he'd call and say, listen, I'm tired. You want to do the sports show? And I'd say, oh, sure. So I even subbed for the great Arch McDonald. It was a marvelous experience. I don't know whatever happened to the old Warner Brothers building on 12th and E, I think it was, but that's where we were, and it was wonderful.
And the next year, you were with the Dodgers.
Yeah, I had finished my summer replacement job, and I had some letters of introduction looking for another job. One of them was to the head of news at CBS in New York, and he was very kind and eventually lateraled me to Red Barber. I left my name with the girl at the desk after meeting Red, and all of a sudden, during the football roundup, one of the announcers fell ill. Red remembered this redheaded kid. He checked at Fordham with Jack Coffey, the athletic director, checked with TOP. Next thing you know, I'm doing football. Then Ernie Harwell left for the Giants, and they decided they wanted a youngster to bring along. There I was.
And now in your 56th year, who would have imagined?
No, who'd have ever imagined? I remember I went to Vero Beach, Florida on a one-month option, and I think they were thinking either he makes it or we feed him to the alligators. But it's hard to believe. God has been very good to allow me to have the job at such a tender age and then to have allowed me to keep it all these years. I am eternally grateful. That's my really only feeling about the whole thing is heartfelt thanksgiving.
Well, you've had a chance to be with a team. You've become as much a part of Dodger history as the ballplayers and the team itself. You had a chance to work for the networks, NBC, the Game of the Week, CBS Radio, CBS TV for football, so many different things. I'm going to ask you the tough question. There's got to be one thing, one broadcast, one day, one event that jumps out that's the best for you of all of them.
Well, I'm not really sure, Charlie, because it covered so many years. But I would say I was younger, more emotional, and more easily affected when the Brooklyn Dodgers won their only championship in 1955. Knowing the frustration of all the players, having watched them lose in 52, 53, and going backwards, 49, 47, 41, and then suddenly to finally see them win, the emotion was amazing. As I've told before many times, I happened to be at the end of the game, and I said on the last out, Reese's throw over to Hodges, I said, ladies and gentlemen, the Brooklyn Dodgers are the champions of the world. And all winter long, people asked me, how could you have been so calm? Well, the truth was, I could not have said another word without breaking down and crying.
And this is the 50th anniversary of that team. The Dodgers are celebrating that this year.
Yes, exactly. And Rachel Robinson has been out here. Duke Snyder threw out the first pitch the other day. We're going to have a big weekend on August, I think it's like the 28th, with Houston. That whole weekend will be dedicated to the 55 team. So it will be emotions revisited, I'm sure.
That'll be a great day for all involved and for you.
Oh, absolutely. And just like the Washington Nationals, they're beginning again, and a lot of people are going to grow up with them and look back fondly over the years. Baseball is the best game as far as I'm concerned, and the one game that people remember more than anything else.
Vin, always a pleasure. It's great to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, Charlie, bless you. Thank you very much. It's great to just even imagine that my voice is going back to Washington, D.C. I will not be going back when the team goes there. So this is the closest I'm going to get, and it brings back a lot of wonderful memories.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Charlie.